Austin Sells as their secondary is having to do a majority of the tackling here with 5:25 left in the half.
That is not a good sign when your defensive backs are leading the way in tackles.
T formation for Harbor Beach now off of the right hash, left to right across the radio. Hand off to Brandon Puff around the left end. And finds a gap, and he's out to the 10-yard line to the 5. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Brandon Puff finds himself in the end zone on an 18-yard scamper. It's now Harbor Beach 26, Cass City nothing, with 5:07 left in the second quarter.
Brandon Puff showed explosiveness and patience all in the same run. He hesitated in the backfield just enough. His offensive lineman cleared the way, and he hit the hole quickly and beat them to the corner. Nice run, nice blocking by Harbor Beach. Overall, a great performance so far on the offensive side of the football.
49 yards, 2:04, and 5 plays results in a touchdown to Brandon Puff, and finds himself in the end zone for the first time tonight. It's now 26-0. Harbor Beach going for two, going for the nice round number of 28. And it's one right up the gut. It looks like Cass City. Nope. They say he got in. On the bottom of the pile is number 21 for Harbor Beach. Devin Lemanski, the fullback. He barely gets across the end zone line. And it's 28-0. Harbor Beach over Cass City with 5:07 left in the second quarter on the WLW Sports Network.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about it. Ask me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Bill Lukowski, about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and I can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Get started today. Call me at 810-376-4710. Our office is located at 3473 Main Street in downtown Deckerville.
Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Harbor Beach leads Cass City. 5:07 left in the first half after a 49-yard drive for Harbor Beach there. That drive was set up by a fumble at the 49-yard line of Cass City's own territory. Sir Guthrie lost it at the end of his run as Mitch Hearn's kick is brought into the 15-yard line by number six.
Yes.
Sawyer Guthrell, he's forced out of bounds at the 35-yard line, a 20-yard pickup on the return for Sawyer Guthrell. 4:59 left in the first half. Cassidy ball right to left across your radio, first and 10 for the white jerseys.
Tackler there yet again on special teams, number 29, Jacob Finkel.
They're starting their drive at the 35-yard line. 65 yards between them and a touchdown. Mason Ehrlich comes out of the huddle. T formation off the left hash. Number 11, Drew Loomis is in the backfield on the right wing of that T. And they're going to hand it off to the middle man. Actually, the guy off the left wing going to the right side, Cuthrell. And he's going to be brought down for a loss of a yard out to the 34-yard line. Second and 11.
Tackler there, number 74, Austin Ginther.
You seem to be calling his number a lot tonight, and that's because he has 3 tackles for a loss already, as well as 3 additional tackles. Second and 11 now for Cass City. 4:26 before halftime. Erla under center, 3 men behind him in the tee, and he's rolling to his left to pass. He lets this one fly. It is caught at the 44-yard line of Harbor Beach territory by number 85, Parker Hare, the junior. Is complete. He is shy of the first down marker, though, by about a half a yard, a 10-yard reception. And it's going to be a third and manageable, a third and a yard to go for Cass City. A glimmer of hope before halftime.
Josh Shelke, Mitch Hearn in the middle of that zone. Nice job by Parker Hare just sitting down in between them and giving Mason Earl a chance to zing one in there to him. Nice throw and catch for those guys.
Third and a yard to go for Cass City. 3:40 left before halftime. Erla under center. Three men in the backfield. T formation is a handoff to their Sawyer Cuthrell. He has the first down out to the 48-yard line. A gain of four. Move the chains for Cass City. Four-yard gain.
Another tackle for number seven, Brandon Puff.
Brandon Puff, if you look at him, he seems like a small guy out there. He's listed at 6 foot. That's being generous, and 164 pounds. 164.
That might be a little generous as well, but he certainly plays fast, and he doesn't miss many tackles, does he?
First and 10 for Cass City. 3:15 in the second. 28-0 Harbor Beach leads. I formation now for Mason Erla and the Redhawks. Three men in the straight single file. Hand off to Sawyer Cuthrell. Lost his footing as he crossed the line of scrimmage and dives to the 49-yard line. It's a gain of one. Brings up now second and nine from their own 49.
Devin Lemansky, the senior, makes the tackle for the Pirate defense.
Clock continues to wind down here before we reach halftime in week number three here. Both teams undefeated coming into this game. Cass City 2-0 for the first time in 5 years. These teams have now played since 5 years ago in 2010. Coming out in the spread formation, two receivers wide to the right, one to the left. Erla now does a little bit of a screen pass without the blockers to the left to Cuthrell. Out to the 40, caught it at the 44, and he's brought down at the 47. It's going to be a gain of nothing. Maybe a loss of a yard, actually. Line of scrimmage was at the 48, and he brought it in at forward progress, this line of scrimmage was at the 49. He was brought down at the 48.
Number 22, Mitchell Hearn on an island as the cornerback. Soft coverage, giving him about 10 yards. Mason Erla just taking the chance of swinging it out to his star running back, Sawyer Cuthrell, giving him a chance to win that matchup one-on-one. He didn't do it. Great tackle there by Mitchell Hearn for no gain, maybe even a loss of a little bit.
Third and 10 now, same formation, spread. Erla rolls to his right, passes right through the middle, and beautiful coverage there by number 20 of Harbor Beach, Chris Keys, as that pass was intended for number 85, Parker Hare, hit him right in the hands. A beautiful pass from Erla, but at the last second, Chris Keys came through and swatted that one down with a tip pass, and now fourth and 10 for Cass City.
Yeah, Mason Erla really does throw a good ball, and that ball right on the number, you just got to tip your cap. Chris Keys reaching around, just getting a piece of that football and helping it bounce to the ground.
Number 85 now, Parker Hare, also the punter. He stands at his own 35-yard line. Away in the snap, good snap. This one's off, nearly blocked, but a beautiful punt. This one's going to bounce at the 17 and all the way down to the 13 where Josh Shelke picks it up. He runs to the far sideline to the 25, to the 30, still on his feet at the 35. Breaks through the 40, and he has no one to go in front of him. It's going to be a touchdown. Josh Shelke breaks free of every single tackler from the 15-yard line, the 13-yard line, to the 50, and it was nothing but green space in front of him. Touchdown Harbor Beach with a minute 8 left in the first half.
It is absolutely amazing. Harbor Beach can bring every single player they have other than the two special teams guys in the back to try and block that punt, and they almost got it, Clark. He had to sort of knock down that kick just to avoid being hit by a defender, and they still found a way to get back and make some crucial blocks, the rest all Josh Shelke, making two moves to cut all the way across the field and no one home. Great play and awesome special teams by Harbor Beach.
An 87-yard return on the punt for Josh Shelke. Finds himself in the end zone, broke about four tackles on the way. And Harbor Beach now to 34-0 lead, minute 8 left before halftime. They bring out the extra point team here. Number 22, Mitch Hearn, the kicker for this year, the 6'2" senior. And the kick is up. That is a beautiful kick right through the uprights. And the kick is good. It is 35-0 Harbor Beach over Cass City with a minute 8 left in the second quarter on the WLW Sports Network. With insurance, it's not about the cost. It's about its value. And at Farm Bureau Insurance, we truly are Michigan's insurance company. Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey, and when I insure someone's future, It's not what